理课堂听 class.com。
Tough night. I got your message. What's the problem?
Lost the keys. Where'd you find them?
4 feet that way.
Must have dropped me. How you doing?
It's been a while. Fine. How are you?
Cold? Man, I need to talk to you about something. Grab some lunch at Fischetti's.
I have to get back to work.Speaking of which, I heard you got fired a few weeks ago. What was it this time?
You really want to know? You're just enjoying the view from your high horse.
You know what I want? To not have to be the older brother to my older brother.
See, Mr. Link, where you been?
Here and there. I'm gonna get you 90 grand, right?
Well, relax, man. That debt already been paid.
By who?
Someone who likes to do people favors.
I don't know what it is you think you're getting, but let's be clear about something. It's gonna be a few days before I get the money lined
up. Let's not kid ourselves. You can't get anywhere near that kind of money. So let's talk about what you can do for me.
Allies are like family. We have disagreements, but we always seem to smooth things out like this.
Okay, if you had to choose Vice President Reynolds or Kathy in HR?
I'll take door number 3.
Come on, if you had to choose.
The chick in HR. Michael never cared much for blondes.
Me.
How you doing, Mike?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm okay. You know, I'm over Glazer and Ross. Lawyer number 97. Benefits are good. How's Lincoln?
You guys haven't talked?
No, not for a few years. He kind of dropped off the radar. How is he?
He's Link.
I don't care who the guy is. I ain't killing no one.
I must have missed the part where I gave you a choice.
Black leather jacket, 2 button studs on the front, 3 on each sleeve, 1 missing on his right, no left arm. Jeans, faded, stain on the left knee.
He does bad things to good people. Think of this as a $90,000 bullet. You start fresh.And you keep me from finding out if there's someone in your life you will do something for.
I should call you a cab.
You know how you can tell God is a man? Shoes.
Easy.
He'll
leave a message. He always does.
Michael, it's Link. I need your help, bro. I'm in something real bad. I can't get out of it. I need you to straighten me out. My head's all messed up. And anyway, it's real important, bro. You gotta call me. You gotta call me now.
Call your cat.
like we did partner.
Are you kidding?
Hey, that's what... Mando, we should whoop that guy's ass.
Please. Only time I've seen you whoop some ass is when that old man cut in front of you at Arby's.
Yeah, and he was like 102 and blind.
With a plastic hip.
Oh, my God.
What?
Hey, they're waiting for you in 4B.
Pull his film. I'll be there in a minute.
Okay.
Sergeant Franklin, you never cease to amaze me. Is there anything you can't get here?
All right. A deal's a deal. Prison guard duty. Away from the front, safest place you could be.
Thank you. And my wife and daughter back home, thank you too, sir.
These cold seams are pretty significant. Hey.
Hi.
What'd you give us, man? Thanks.
Have you been watching the news?
Why?
It's Lincoln.
I didn't do it.
Terrence Stedman. The vice president's brother. Do you have any idea what they're going to do to you?
I didn't do it, man. It was a setup. I didn't do it.
You knew him.
Who?
Stedman.
No. You worked for his company.
So what?
From which you were fired a few weeks ago.
I loaded containers in the warehouse, never met the guy. What the hell, Mike? You sound like one of the damn detectives.
I'm just saying. You think I did it? I heard you owe someone 90 grand.
Who told you that?
People talk. And I know Stedman had a lot of money.
I may be a lot of things, but I'm not a murderer.
Then what were you doing in that garage last night? You admitted to the police you were there. Honestly, Link, I don't know how it's come to this. And you can't keep blaming Mom for dying and Dad for leaving because I was there too. The difference is I got out. Mom had life insurance. I took my half, put myself through school. What'd you do with your half, Link?
Everything's not how it looks, Michael.
I hope for your sake that's true.
Here is where we want the turn to anger.
Trust me, that won't be a problem.
Now, remember to stress his record as a repeat offender. We need the public behind us if we want the death penalty.
And where are we with Governor Tancredi?
He has aspirations. He won't be a problem.
30 seconds, Madam Vice President.
The papers have already crucified him.
The police say they got a phone call right after the murder from someone claiming they saw Lincoln running from the parking garage.
He was into someone for 90 grand. What do you need that kind of money for? Drugs? Bribes? Forget about what you want to be true. Let's look at this objectively.
Maybe you should, too.
I am.
All right, you know what? I promised I wouldn't say anything, but I'm getting tired of you talking about him like he's some guy from the neighborhood that you used to know. He's your brother.
I know, and I know he helped you out with your dad back in the day, but you should see the kind of person he is now, the kind of people he keeps friends with.
You want to know what the 90 grand was for?
I think I do.
You.
What do you mean?
The money you got when you were 18 years old from your mother's life insurance. The money that paid for your degree, that got you this job, that bought you your loft. Your mother never had life insurance. That money came from Lincoln.
How?
He borrowed it. I knew it'd be tough to pay back, but that didn't matter because he thought you deserved it. He also knew you'd never accept it if you knew it came from him. Michael, you are where you are because of your brother.
You're telling me he is where he is because of me. Why? Why didn't you tell me about the money?
I need to.
Link.
Who told you, Veronica? What'd she make of all this? About me?
I don't know.
Glad she got out when she did, huh?
You know how she feels about you. It's been the same way ever since we were kids.
Yeah.
Link. I owe you an apology.
For what?
The night you called. If we talked, maybe I could have stopped you.
Hey. It's not your fault.
Then whose is it?
Listen up. You need to forget about this. Move on. Work hard. Do what you do.
I can't do that.
Oh, yes, you can. And you will.
Here's the part I don't understand. All the evidence is lining up in a path that leads directly to you. They say they have you on tape. Pulling the trigger. If you didn't kill Terrence Stedman, how the hell did someone make it look like you did?
Perfect.
Perfect's a strong word, cuz. I got strong feelings, bro. I'm telling you. She might be the one. She's from the block? Nope. Uptown.
Pale Hill. You think you could hold on to a girl from the PH?
I want to take you out to dinner. You'll see. Someplace real nice.
Hey, come on, Fernando. How are you going to afford a place like that?
Open the drawer.
Hey, okay.
Open the drawer. Go, yo.
Okay.
Quick.
All right, okay.
Now!
Sure.
Actually, this is all I need.
Okay.
Appreciate your business, man.
Ah. I brought you a gift from the hospital.
I'm telling you, it was like Christmas. And you work at the North Pole.
The North Pole had gunshot wounds and amputations.
Seriously, I don't know how you work there.
What do you mean? I like to help people.
You like helping yourself. And you like helping your friends.
Whiskey that you ordered, sir, will be here in a couple of days.
That's fine. I actually brought you here to talk to you about something else. Prisoner abuse report you filed?
Yes, sir.
I need to know how far you're willing to go with this.
Whatever it takes, sir. I particularly have no love for the desert donkeys, but I do have some for the Geneva Convention.
Something like this gets out, it might open up our boys to similar treatment from the enemy.
I understand that, sir. But I'm not planning on calling a press conference. What I'm saying is what I saw was wrong. And someone needs to take responsibility for it, sir.
All right. Please take Mr. Franklin into custody.
Sir. What the hell is going on, sir?
Sergeant Franklin, I'm hereby recommending that you be dishonorably discharged from the United States Army.
What? For what?
For engaging in illegal black market activity.
Why did you ask me to get that stuff, man?
I kept it to myself. Maybe you should learn to do the same.
You can't do this. You cannot do this.
Has the jury reached a verdict?
We have, Your Honor.
What say you?
In the matter of the people of the state of Illinois versus Lincoln Burroughs, on the count of murder in the first degree, we find the defendant guilty.
Defendant will remain in custody until 1 week from today, when we commence the penalty phase.
I'm so sorry, Link. Don't be. It's not your fault.
After we make love, you get this little puddle of water in your belly button.
Fernando, that's sweat. And get out of there. It's disgusting.
Well, I think it's beautiful.
Well, I think you're beautiful. What do you want, Fernando?
Mommy, you gotta give me a few more minutes. We just...
Stop. From the future. What do you want from the future?
Would you run if I said you?
Would you chase me if I did?
I don't get it.
All these commercials show brothers learning computer skills, new technologies.
Uncle Sam didn't teach me nothing but cadence and kill.
You check over at the Price Mart?
Ain't hiring. Especially with a brother with a dishonorable discharge, it goes right to the bottom of the pile.
How long do you think you can keep this up?
Man, until somebody gives me a job.
No, I'm talking about lying to Casey. The unit's been on leave for a long damn time now. Pretty soon they're gonna stop thinking you're lucky and she's gonna start asking questions.
Yeah, well then I need to start finding some answers.
Look, I happen to know of an employment opportunity.
Oh, come on, man. You know I don't get down like that.
It's just driving a truck.
Yeah.
A to B. That's it. Uncle Sam taught you how to drive trucks, didn't he?
Yeah, and he also taught me to look inside.
It might be illegal, but it's also rent. A to B, yo, car.
Yeah.
They didn't even let her testify.
Who?
Letitia Barris. And that cop changed his story a dozen times.
Part of Move On, don't you get?
After Mom died, when it was just you and me, I remember having trouble sleeping, never knowing where you were. But when I'd wake up in the morning, there'd be this paper bird, an origami crane, sitting next to my bed. And I never knew what it meant exactly, but I figured it was your way of letting me know you were checking in on me. Anyway, I looked it up. The crane. It stands for familial obligation. Watching out for your own. Maybe it's my turn to watch out for you. So, same time tomorrow.
No, man, they're transferring me to a prison where I wait until they execute me.
Can I still visit?
Yeah. Not that far. A place called Fox River.
Fox River?
Yeah.
Why?
Nothing.
How come there's four?
Well, Mommy's new friend is coming over for dinner again.
Again? He just came over last night.
I like him.
Well, I do too. And I want you both to be extra polite, because he's stopping by Malarkey's on his way home from work, and he's bringing us a really good meal. In fact, you two, go wash your hands.
Evening, Mrs. Hollander. Don't you look lovely this evening?
Do it.
Do what?
I want to propose to Mary Cruz.
Are you serious?
When? As soon as I can afford the ring. So what, like 10, 20 years? What's your problem, man? How can you just be happy for me? I'm just trying to protect you. Well, you think you can give her everything she wants? It takes more than money to do that. You know I love you, cuz. Just think you should look at the reality here.
Seriously, primo. Are you gonna afford a ring for a girl like that, huh?
Open the door!
Hey, okay.
We're going now!
Hey, this right?
Actually, I'm gonna need a little bit more this time.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay.
You go.
I'm sorry.
Okay.
Asking questions?
Not loud enough to hear.
God. I can't remember the last time I was this much of a nervous wreck.
School board, second term, 1992. Secluded, no real access roads, perfect for what you're looking for. Only one problem.
What's that?
It's over $2 million.
Well, didn't my poor brother Terrence leave something for me in his will?
You'd have to ask your accountants, ma'am.
Tell them to use that money. I'm paying for his mistake. He can pay for the damn house.
And I've been clean for 18 months now. I'll tell you, I've never been happier. That actually might be the wrong word. I'll be honest, there were times I was using, I felt pretty damn happy. But what I feel is different now. I feel joy. So here I am. I know that all I can do every day is the next right thing. And I think for me right now, that means going back to work. I don't know, maybe counseling. I want to help people get from where I've been to where I am.
Hey, Sarah. You used to be a doctor, right?
I still am, in theory. Why?
Well, I was just thinking, I might know of a job opening where I work.
Really? Where's that?
You ever heard of Fox River?
The prison?
Yeah. I know, it sounds like a strange idea. Maybe you and I could, talk about it over dinner. I got a gift card to the Red Lobster over off the interstate.
Oh, my God. Thank you. Really, tonight's kind of my night to work on my resume.
Oh. Yeah, of course.
Sorry, but thank you, really, for the referral. Fox River.
Yeah.
Was never my best subject either. But I got through it by learning some new tricks. You want to learn some tricks, Gracie?
Like what?
Like your nine times tables. Ready? Nine times one is...
Nine.
Nine times two is...
18.
Nine times three is...
27!
Exactly. You got it. Now keep on going.
Mommy, did you see what Teddy taught me?
Yes, that's great, honey. Go show your brother.
Zach, look. Nine times one is...
Nine.
Nine times two
is...
18. Nine times three...
Welcome back to America's Most Wanted.
right.
You want your change?
Keep it.
The scissors.
Let's give her a snip. Love it. That's different. The beehive on, I like that. Hey.
Hey.
Daddy!
Hey, sweetheart. Come here.
Oh. Hey there.
Hey. You know, I gotta tell you something. And it's gonna be really hard to hear.
Okay.
Well, the thing is, I'm being shipped back off.
What?
Yeah, my unit just got called back for another tour, baby.
I can't believe it.
Deployment orders just came down, you know, with the Italians pulling out and everything.
Tell them no, Dad.
Oh.
Yo, B.
Come here.
Can you give me a hand with something out back?
Okay.
That's my sister you lied to in there.
Which is why I know you're gonna take care of him when I'm gone.
This is crazy.
Maybe. So is the way I got kicked out of the army. So is the way I got busted for driving that truck. And so is the way I feel about that woman up in there. She married a military man who knows how to take care of his business. Now, if I look like one of these thugs, now, what do you think she's gonna do? Huh? How long do you think she's gonna wait for me while I'm inside?
I don't know, man.
You owe me this, man. Don't you ever let her know where I am. You feel me?
Usually I do this the other way. Why do you want to...
I want what I want.
You show this to anyone else, I am calling the whole thing off.
My therapist said... She said that I'm holding too much in. And that I need to confront you. To let you know how betrayed I feel. I let you into my life. My home. My God, I let you near my children.
I never touched them.
You should have told me what you were.
You think you're the only one who feels betrayed? I loved you, Susan. Real love. For the first time in my life. And then to have you do me like that, to just throw me out to the dogs, to toss me out the back door like that.
You're a murderer, Teddy.
That's not... I have sinned in the past. But when I met you, that person, that one who did all those terrible things, he died. And I was reborn. By the grace of your love, I was a new man, a better man.
No, that doesn't just erase the man who killed 6 students in Alabama.
I guess that's where you're right. Because when you sent me here to this place with these people, it brought that old dirty bastard right back home. In fact, there was a candle in the window, just waiting for me to walk up them front steps. You know, I'm gonna get out of here someday. And when I do, don't think I won't remember what your front steps look like, Susan.
Almost over. Burroughs will be dead soon, and then things will start getting back to normal. I know that you've been through a lot, but I promise you the worst is now behind us.
Dear sister, you have no idea what I've been through.
Good night, Terrence.